Welcome back to the Bi-Mart High School Game of the Week on 95.3 The Score. Bi-Mart, get ready for your season for less. I'm Alex Braga. This week's game features the Roseburg Indians and the South Eugene Axemen. We now welcome in for, I believe, his third time overall, the first time in his new gig as Roseburg head coach. Dave Heiberger, coach, how the heck are you?
Yeah, always a pleasure talking with you guys. Not sure how many times it's been. I can't count that high, so I'll let you keep track.
Fair enough. Last time we talked, it was week 7 of last year. Then your Springfield Millers were all set to take down the Ashland Grizz on your way to your fourth consecutive run through the playoffs. Flash forward to today, you're the head guy of one of the most storied high-level schools in Oregon's history. Before we get into any football specifics, what has the last 6 months or so been like for you personally going from one city to the other? And what kind of made you decide to make the move to Roseburg?
Numerous reasons why. Probably the most was a family move, two younger daughters, and obviously the history and the rich tradition of Roseburg, and kind of being a history junkie on that sort of stuff, and loving Oregon high school football. It was a great opportunity to be a part of that, and so that was a huge influence on that. The last 6 months has kind of been hit the ground running, and not sure where the ground is or if I'm running, but we're hitting the ground running. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but it's an enjoyable one.
Now, not only do you begin anew at a school with 4.5 state titles to its name, but you replace a guy in Thurman Bell, second all-time in the state in wins, had been at Roseburg since 1960. I don't know about you. I'm 34 years old. My mom was only 5 years old in 1960, so that's crazy. What has it been like trying to kind of fill his shoes, or do you even look at it that way?
You know, obviously what he did here was there's no manual on how to step in and try and fill those shoes. You know, there's no topics at a coaching clinic saying how you do some of those things. One way I look at it is pressure. Football's football. You know, we put pressure on ourselves as coaches every week, year round anymore, to have success on the field. And so I think whether you're at a 1A school or a 6A school, that pressure to win and that pressure to, you know, make sure the kids have a great experience is going to be there. Very excited for that opportunity to follow in somebody that had the success that he had, and we're going to try and build it and get it back to that point.
Is he still around at all? Did he do anything to kind of help the process for you?
Yeah, you know, he opened phone calls back and forth, met a couple times for once or twice for lunch, and then, you know, he's on the road at our Gresham game, and, you know, he's definitely a part of Roseburg football, and that's one of the strengths that I think of the program is having somebody like that around. Obviously, that's a transition for a guy. I know it was hard leaving the Springfield Millers after 4 years and some of those relationships, so you times that by, you know, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of probably where he's at. I'm not gonna speak for him, but it has to be a little bit of an adjustment period for him as well.
Now, I've talked to several first-year guys the last few seasons, and the one constant for them is that they need to go in there, change the culture, instill toughness, foster community excitement in the program. Something tells me that's not the case for you with Roseburg. Has it been tough trying to kind of mold the team to what you require while the program basically had been doing it one way for almost 60 years?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be some adjustments. He had some guys on staff, good dudes, and most of them are all on the staff this year, 99% of them. And so, you know, it's not so much the adjustment football-wise, but the adults, you know, as far as the coaches adjusting to how we do things, you know, as a program, and there's been some tweaks that we do, and it's not that, you know, things were being done the wrong way. It's just a different way.
Sure.
You know, there's a you know, I look at some college programs. There's certain ways they run the ball, certain ways they throw the ball, certain schematic things, and it's not that our way is better. It's just different, you know. And so, obviously, his wins and the program for itself speaks for itself. The passion that they have for football, it matches the expectations that they have there, so it's excited to be a part of.
You know, speaking of dudes, Lane Vandenroy and Hayden Maley both quit football to focus on wrestling. They happen to be two of the best in the history of the state in wrestling, so you understand the decision-making. Was there any begging involved in trying to convince them to play this year?
You know, those two kids are great kids. They were wrestling most of the summer, didn't really get a chance to know them. I have now, that, you know, teaching in the school and things like that, and just phenomenal kids. really, really, really liked the Elvis wrestling coach there at Roseburg, and the success, you know, kind of speaks for the type of guy he is. But both those kids had some strong male role models in their life, and, you know, they have been getting some good advice, and they sit there with a 3.9, 4.0 GPA, and it wasn't going to go on my plate if one of them got injured.
Right.
You
right.
know, and weren't able right. to... weren't able to do their senior year of wrestling, and it was something that, you know, a week and a half I found out. I didn't realize they'd never had a four-time state wrestling champion with all the success they've had. So it's a pretty neat deal that those two kids get to go and chase that. And when you're elite, you get a focus, you know. That we talk about kids doing three sports. Well, when you have major Division I wrestling programs that want you, you get to specialize. You don't get to specialize to go to a Division II school or an NAI, nothing against them, but when you have the chance to go to some special institutions because of your athleticism and your academics, I'm not going to stand in the way of that.
Yeah, look, if a kid's making a decision and he has a 4.0 GPA, I can't relate to that at all, so I'm going to go ahead and assume he's making the right decision, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're just greater kids. I mean, there's no animosity. I kind of wish they weren't such great kids because it'd be a little bit easier to they weren't that great a kid, but no, awesome, phenomenal kids. And there's a lot. There's a lot of wrestlers that are out for football.
Yeah.
And you know, that's kind of going to be, we're obviously going to try and follow that pattern of success that they've had here over the last 10, 12 years. And there's a model here football-wise. There's a model here wrestling-wise. And we're kind of, you know, there's some things that we can take from as a football program.
Now, obviously, this season so far hasn't gone the way you'd hoped, but there's still a lot of it left, a lot of league games left. What were your kind of expectations coming into this season, and have those changed for you?
No, I want to learn as much as possible and give the kids as much, you know, guidance for success as we possibly can, and sometimes that looks differently. There's not a... You know, a Trevor Watson at quarterback that's masking a lot of stuff. I think people are maybe starting to see how, you know, that I wasn't just saying how special Trevor Watson was as a freshman. That masked a lot of deficiencies that we had at the time. And so we have kids that are trying, and we're obviously a new offensive system. Defensively, we've, you know, had some tweaks here or there. But I have a high confidence in any kid that we coach just because they're awesome kids. And I wish that there was a different win column going on right now, but no, my expectations haven't changed as far as what I thought I was getting into.
You've had a couple of really nice defensive performances this year, but for whatever reason, your offense just kind of hasn't been able to get things moving consistently yet. What would you like to see from your offense against South Eugene this week that maybe you haven't seen yet this year?
Sustain some drives, and part of that is, you know, moving to a spread offense. Type offense. So that isn't an offense that's necessarily, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. So there's going to be times where we come out three and out. we just have some of our schemes in, and you know, we've had a month to get them in, and so hopefully we can expand upon those schemes and get the kids more comfortable. You know, we're not going to turn back and all of a sudden say we're an eye back pound the ball sort of team. We want to spread teams out because we think it, you know, fits the current kids at Roseburg High School. Is it fitting right now? No, they haven't done a lot of those techniques, catching the ball in the open field, reading routes, adjusting their body. So there's progress. The concepts are getting there. It just hasn't shown up in the win-loss column.
Last question here. I know you're kind of a don't let the opponent dictate your actions kind of coach, but is there anything you see in South Eugene that makes you a little bit nervous this week?
Yeah, quarterback. You know, anytime you play, I think it doesn't matter what level you're at. You play against a, you know, quarterback that's a 3-year starter. I've known that kid. He was went to Springfield Middle School, so he's a competitor. And so it's been fun watching him from afar. You know, I coached his older brother at Springfield High School, and so I know what kind of competitor that kid is. And you know, that 13 form can fly around a little bit too. So those are some concerning things. We got to try and. They're going to make plays, and we got to try and limit those.
This will be his first regular season game back in the area since taking over the Roseburg job after 4 unprecedented years of success at Springfield. Dave Heiberger, thanks so much for your time, and good luck this season and this week against the Axemen.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys Friday night.